Hello and welcome to The Chirp, where we chat with Keene State's creative minds. I'm Andrew Michaud, and today I have with me the violinist featured in the upcoming NASM Student Showcase. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Nick So. I'm a violinist here at Keene State College, a music performance major, but also a biology major.
Oh, very interesting. I guess we'll jump right into the questions. So, violin and biology, that's an interesting combination. What inspired you to pursue that?
Well, it's just a mixture of what I like. You know, I love music, obviously. You know, I perform this much if I don't like it. But I also love the sciences, you know, mostly physics, but biology was the route I decided to take.
So other than the violin, are there any other instruments that you play?
Yes, actually, I play piano and cello, and I took one semester of oboe.
Oboe, that's an interesting one. That is another woodwind, if I'm not mistaken, right?
You are correct. I wanted to figure out the woodwind thing. How they breathe really is what I wanted to figure out, and how to implement that into my own playing. It was somewhat successful, but I just could not do it.
Understandable. Yeah, I'm sure that takes a lot of lung capacity.
Yep.
So what got you started in music? If you love something that much, and it seems that you do with four instruments under your belt, what started that passion?
Well, I guess I just had a really good group of people when I was young. So around elementary school, the teacher at the time, he showed up with a violin, viola, cello, and a bass. And he demonstrated all four instruments. And I was thinking, you know, that's pretty cool, especially when he started playing the Jaws theme on the bass. That just, you know, as a small kid, I was just like, whoa, that's so cool. But then I started evolving a habit of loving classical music. And it just went smooth sailing from there. I just had great, great people having my back the entire time, always wanting to play more music, always a lot of performing opportunities, no matter what. I got plenty of opportunities to conduct, perform, do duets, chamber music, all that stuff. It just kept going on, going. And I was like, you know, make this my career now.
Oh, excellent. So it's always nice when something snowballs like that and you just kind of hit your stride and realize, oh, this is what I'm here to do. This is what I want to do with my life. So playing such a wide variety of instruments, is there a specific genre or maybe a particular song that you are particularly fond of?
For genre, I'd say classical music. That's what I want to be performing. But, you know, I'm always a fan of pop. It's always such a little relaxing headbanger kind of idea. I couldn't put my finger on a favorite piece or song, but I would say the Romantic era, Tchaikovsky specifically, my favorite kind of composer. All his works are just absolutely amazing.
Yeah, I actually talked to Dr. Wright Ivanova the other day, and she had mentioned that there's going to be a decently heavy romantic influence on this set. Are you excited for that?
Yeah, I am. Actually, one of the piece I am playing is also from the Romantic era, not Tchaikovsky, but Brahms.
So you mentioned that you are studying both bio and violin performance. Is there any like connection between those two in your mind? Anything tying those two together, or are they totally separate parts of your life that you like to bring together?
Mostly separate. There is a tie-in. It's called music therapy. It's a way to heal people through music. I personally have no clue how it works, but I do know it's very therapeutic. And personally, that's not something I'm looking into, but that's just one of the ties. I have it separate.
Okay, very cool. That's very interesting. So to bring it back up to the present, what are your thoughts on the showcase? Are there any particular pieces that you're excited for? Maybe not something you're doing, but are there any pieces that you're excited to see your fellow students perform as well?
Yeah. So it's going to be half and half. Half people are virtual, half people are in person. I'm really looking forward to the in-person prospect because it's been so long since I've seen some of these people perform on stage. Last semester, some people did, but halfway through, it was completely virtual. People were just submitting videos, and that's nice and all, but like, I want to see the people on stage. I feel like it unleashes a different beast out of a lot of people. So yeah, that's what I'm really looking forward to, just the in-person, which is, you know, the pianist, the string players. Sadly, I can't see the vocalist or wind or brass players. They're virtual still.
Oh, that makes sense with the, you know, the nature of that. Mm-hmm. So are you guys all really close in that department then? It sounds like you miss them.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, we all kind of know each other by names, even if we're not friends. We all know each other. We all know who we are. And we're always asking each other for something, you know, either, hey, play this for me, or what's your opinion on this? Can you listen to this for me? All that kind of stuff. We have a very good relationship.
That's great to hear. So I was doing a little bit of research on you. Hope you don't mind, but I noticed that you had a job as an acoustic strings repairman. How did you get started with that?
Oh, actually, it was a interesting connection. The owner of the shop, he's actually in Keene, local. His kid is in the same care center as Dr. Howard's kid, who is currently the head of the department. And so I think he just had a little request, but they had a small personal relationship. And so he just sent a little request, hey, do you have any kids or any students who are interested in working? Preferably string students, but it was more generalized to just music. And so she sent out a mass email, and myself and one other person said, yeah, I'll take up the job. And that's how I started in it. It's an awesome job.
Did you say care center or repair center?
care center, like a daycare.
Ah, okay, daycare. All right. So that must be a very meticulous thing to do, repairing instruments like that. I've dabbled in violin myself. They're pretty delicate. Nothing like you did. Does like playing them help you repair them at all, do you find? Whether that be dexterity or just a general understanding of it?
Definitely. When I'm repairing an instrument, I only handle small repairs, anything from small breaks, small openings. All big repairs go to a bigger guy. But most of the times that I can say I did a good job is when I can pick up the instrument at the very end and play it. If I hear any weird sounds, buzzings, or wood flapping on top of each other, or if it's something doesn't feel right, I usually able to tell right away. And I think that comes from being able to play the violin for so long. I can tell it's like this instrument is just not right.
Kind of a gut feeling at that point. It's like second nature, huh?
Yeah, and there's little observations I find, and from working there so long, I kind of know, oh, bridge is too low, or open seam, or string just needs to be re replaced, kind of stuff.
I'll be honest, I did not know we had a repair shop for that in Keene, but I guess that makes sense with all the music majors.
Actually, not many people do. I don't know why.
I guess the upside of that is not a lot of instruments breaking, I'd assume.
Oh, I hope so. We do get a fair share of customers, but it's mostly freak accidents.
What constitutes a freak accident in the musical world?
Oh, I think the best way I can explain it is there's this one cello in the violin shop that's like super nice. It's for sale. It's about 10 grand. It's really high up there. And the only reason why we even have it is because it belonged to a member of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, but he sold it because I believe he and the instrument got into a car crash. He's okay, but the instrument was shattered. The only reason anyone would ever try to put it back together was because it was such a good instrument. And it's kind of a shell of its former glory, but it's still easily the most beautiful instrument in that shop. But yeah, that's the freak accident.
That is definitely a freak accident. Yeah, that's a testament to how nice that instrument must be, though, if even after that, it's still the best looking thing in that shop.
Oh, it is. It is. If I had 10 grand, I'd buy it right now.
I believe it. I believe it. I think that's about it for us. So, do you have any last things you'd like to say before the show?
I just want people to know that the Red Fern is still producing shows. And while some of them you can go in person, you have to get a ticket, of course, but others that you can't, it's everything's live streamed. So you can go right onto the Red Fern website and just for free watch all the shows. I mean, it's all for free, you got nothing to lose.
All right, fantastic. Well, thank you very much for meeting with me here, Nick. I appreciate it, and I can't wait to see the show. Good luck.
All right, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.